Okay, good evening. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. We are up to Reish Ayin Zayin Se'if Gimel on the bottom of page 114, and today's Amud is Nun Ches. So let's begin with Se'if Gimel. So again, we're talking about making sure that you avoid accidentally extinguishing a fire. So yesterday we spoke about opening the door in front of a fire where the wind might blow it out, or the door itself might blow it out, and things of that nature. So now, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shachach Ner Al HaTavla, if a person forgot a ner on a tray, so the ner is sitting on a tray, you could shake the tavla, you could shake the tray a little bit, and the ner will fall off, and even if it's lit, that's not a problem. As long as you're careful not to have kavana to extinguish it. Says Rama, even though you're allowed to do that technically, that it's much better to do that by asking a non-Jew to do it for you, unless there's some sort of major need that for some reason you have to do it for yourself. But this only works if it's a wax candle or some other candle that has no oil. But if there's oil in the kli, then that's what's lit. Then any amount of shaking of the candle is going to cause the oil to get closer to the wick, which is a violation. Of Mavir. Now, if you left the candle on that tray on purpose, you put it there on purpose and you planned on leaving it there, then you cannot pick up the tray because the tray becomes a basis l'davara aser. What is basis? So in the parentheses, he writes, Pirush davara nose davara acher. It means something that carries something else. Targum v'eskano v'yaspasise. So you see the word basis means the base that supports something that's on top of it. So if you have, let's say, a leichter that's on a tray, the tray is the buses for the leichter, which ultimately means it's the buses for the flames, which themselves are muktzah. So that's a muktzah issue, meaning when you want to pick up this tray and get the candle off of the tray, you have a mechabe mavir issue. You have a mechabe issue that maybe when you're shaking it off the tray, you're going to extinguish the flame. You have a mavir issue that if it's an oil candle, some of the oil may get closer to the wick and then it's going to make a brighter flame. And you have a muktzah issue if the tray itself is a basis of davar aser. Something only becomes a basis if the muktzah item was placed there on purpose, bikavana. But if it was not placed there on purpose, then it does not become a basis. Says the Rama, umikol makom mutu liga batavla hol veinu metal talaner. Even if it's a basis, you're allowed to touch the tray since it's not moving the ner at all. V'uadin shemutu liga b'menorah shebeis haknesses v'anoros dolkos lov obvashalei naneah. And the same is true of the menorah in the beis haknesses that has candles lit on it, as long as you're not shaking it in any way. But if you shake it and it causes the oil to shake around and to move, that's going to be a problem. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud beis shachach ner. So we said if you forgot the ner on the tavla, then it's not a basis because you didn't place it there on purpose. You only forgot it, and that's why in the case where you forgot it, you're allowed to actually move the tavla. So shachach ner, says Mishnah Berurah, mibo yom shalomidas. You left it there on Erev Shabbos, not intentionally. Vafilu minicha la tavla bekavana, or even if you put it there bikavana, but your plan was not to leave it there for Shabbos. Your plan was to remove it, and then later you forgot it there. Hu gam kein b'chal shochech. That too is called that a person has forgotten it. Meaning the only way something becomes a basis is if you purposely left it there for Shabbos. But if you purposely put it there with the plan of taking it off before Shabbos, but things got too crazy before Shabbos, then it does not become a basis. If you accidentally left it there, it does not become a basis. Only if you put something, to put the muktzah down on this tray on purpose with the plan of it being there on Shabbos, only then it becomes a basis. If you don't have a tray where you have your candles and you just put your candlesticks on a table, so the same is true about the table, that the table itself becomes, you'd be allowed to tilt it. All these same halachos would apply to the table. We said you can shake off the candle when you need the tray, meaning you want to use that tray for something else. You want to use it as a serving tray or something else, and the candle's on that tray. than Fila, even though it is possible that the Ner will become extinguished when you start tilting the tray and causing the Ner to fall off. Afilu achi mutter, it's still going to be mutter, delavi psik reshe, because it's not a psik reshe that the Ner is going to go out. It's not a sure thing. V'kaimelan, davar shein miskavin, mutter. And we paskin that a davar shein miskavin, something that you don't intend on the result. And as long as it's not an absolute certainty, that's going to be mutter. Because of the me'iri, didafka mu'minaru benachas. But this is only if you do it very gently. Da'ainu shemata atavlo meridu la'aretz v'achar kachu mina'aro. That you tilt the tray down close to the ground and then you slightly jiggle it a little bit for the ner to slide off. Di'lavach yu psik reshe. Because if you just like dump it off, of course the ner is going to go out. Then it's going to be psik reshe. V'chein mashma ma'ril v'viu el yarabah. That's a matzius issue. Meaning if you do it in a way that it's going to be a psik reshe, everyone's going to agree that it's also. If you do it in a way that it's not going to be a psik reshe, everyone's going to agree that it's mutter. That's what we call a davar shein miskaven. But even better, says the Rama, is to do it al yedei eino yehudi, by having a non-Jew do it for you. Va'az afilu v'ner shel shemen shari. And then, if a non-Jew is doing it, you could even do it with an oil candle. Why is it that a Jew can't shake off the oil candle? Because when he does so, the oil might get closer to the wick and it's going to be mavir. It's going to be a psik reshe of mavir. But you can ask a non-Jew to do that which is going to be a psik reshe. The makom shein miskavin shariyo de nudya filu psik reshe. The halacha is you can do amira lenachri on that which is definitely going to yield a malacha when that's not the purpose of the activity. He's doing this to get you the tray. He's not intending on making the flame bigger or smaller or extinguished or anything. He's just doing this to get you the tray. So that's an amira lenachri on psik reshe, and that's going to be mutter. Umashma b'maril, and it sounds from the maril dim eno yehudi. Maril sounds like an unbelievable chiddush that if you don't have a non-Jew, you should try to use a katan instead. Meaning, apparently, even though we don't ask a katan to do malacha for us, since this is asking a katan to do that which is technically mutter, it just might yield a psik reshe if he's not careful, you're allowed to ask a katan to do that. Excuse me. Better than doing it yourself for someone who's chayiv mitzvahs to do it themselves. Siv katan tazayin o shalo. So what's this going on in the Shulchan Aruch? So this is where the Shulchan Aruch says if it has to be either a wax candle or a candle that doesn't have oil. Ratzulam shodolek es rak apsilu kvar kala hashemen. How could it be a candle that doesn't have oil? If it doesn't have wax and it doesn't have oil, how does it light? Well, it's about to not be lit anymore. Meaning it's a wick that's burning down, and it's going to burn down soon, but right now it's still lit. Sivkat Yudzayin, EF sharp. V'davka b'niur amrinon du psik reshe. It's only when it comes to shaking it off that we assume it's psik reshe. Aval tiltu ba'alma satavla ha'shulcha mimakom l'makom shari afilu munuch lev ner shel shemen. But to pick up the tray that actually has the candles on it and to move it around is not going to be a concern of mechabe or mavir. We assume you can hold it steady enough that it's not going to cause that sort of psik reshe. Delav psik reshe. V'davka mu metaltel b'nachas, as long as you do so gently, right? I mean, that's the common theme, that if you're like a bull in a china shop, and the way you're handling it is, you're just throwing it around. So obviously it's going to be a psik reshe. But if you handle it benachas, it's not going to be a psik reshe. Sivkat nirches midas. So we said this is if you had placed the candles there purposely, then it becomes a bas l'davar aser, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to move it because of mukta. So b'simin shin tes is ba'er. We're going to learn later in simin shin tes sheish machlokas emes nikra midas, that there is a machlokas how to categorize what's called midas. What does it mean? I make something a bas l'davar aser by putting something there midas. In bina dafka she'anichu al das she'yesham kol haShabbos doesn't mean that you put it there with the intention of leaving it there for the entirety of Shabbos. Afilu rak b'knisas al Or does it mean that you put it there with the intention of having it there at the beginning of Shabbos, but then you were assuming that a Nachri would take it off and that it would be gone afterwards? Maybe that's not enough to make it a basis, that you only wanted it there at the beginning of Shabbos, but not for the entirety of Shabbos. This came up in the famous case. There was a famous case in a hotel in Yerushalayim or something, that someone was at a simcha and they wanted a light Neros Chanukah, so they took one of the chairs, one of the 500 chairs in the room, and before Shabbos they lit their Ner Chanukah on the chair. Later, the cleaning crew came through later at night and they removed the menorah and they piled all the chairs up, and they don't know which was the chair that they had left the menorah on. Now that chair might be a basis l'davar aser, and the halacha is, so you say, okay, so maybe I can't touch any of the chairs. I'm not allowed to move any of the chairs now. So you say, no, it's batel be 500, but it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Whenever we're dealing with muktzah is something that's going to be mutter if you just give it enough time, and therefore it's not subject to bittel. So maybe all 500 chairs become aser on account of this, because you can't identify which chair it happened on. So one tzad l'hakel is this, right? That it could be that it's only a basis when you intentionally put it there to remain there over the whole Shabbos. But if you intentionally put it there to only begin Shabbos there, but not to remain there for the entire Shabbos, maybe that's not a basis. That's a machlokas. The candles that we light on the table, we typically intend to have them removed the next day by an Einu Yehudi. Meaning when we have a simcha downstairs in the simcha room on Friday night, you'll notice that all the party planners or whatever, they always have candles on the tables now. So those candles are meant to be there on that table when Shabbos starts, not when Shabbos ends. The Goyim clean up at night. Do all the tables become a basis of ras? They happen to not be for another reason, because challahs are also typically put on the tables, and that saves you from problem of buses. But the assumption is that you weren't planning on leaving it there the whole Shabbos. You were planning on the Nachri cleaning it up. According to the Yeshomer that's Mekel over there, this does not have a din of something that was placed there purposely. And the table and the tablecloth do not become a buses. Because of a Bach, the Bach says that if a wax candle or a chalev candle fell on the table and there is no Einu Yehudi O Katan Mezuman Lefanav, or child that you have available to you, Shari Lenar Batzma, you could shake it off yourself to B'makom Seda Samchinin Ala Makilin, because in the case of loss, we'll rely on those Makilin, the Lomikri Maniach, Kimin Shari Daitel Lesalik Lemachar, that it's not called Maniach since your intention was to remove it the next day, or to have it removed the next day. But if on that same table that the candles are, you have loaves of bread, challahs, or other things that you need l'tzorach Shabbos, then it's obvious that they are considered more chashuv than the ner, meaning more chashuv than, well, you'll say, what do you mean? This candelabra cost me thousands of dollars. It's a leichter that's so intricate or whatever. No, but that's not the ner. The ner is the actual flame. So the challah is considered more chashuv than the flame, and as a basis, the gabayu, the gemara calls it a mishin yotziv ches, and therefore the table is a basis for the challahs as well. That when you have something that's a basis for both mutter, something that's mutter and aser, and the thing that's mutter is more chashuv, then it does not become a problem of basis, and you're for sure allowed to be minayir the candle. And if you can't shake it off in the spot where it is, because it's going to be some sort of loss, it's going to cause some sort of damage, that it's going to cause some sort of loss by shaking the candle off in the spot where it is right now. So then, you could take the shulchan to a different place and shake it off there. And if you need the space where the table is currently occupying to put something else there, then you can move the whole table even with the candle still on it. Because since the lechem that you need for Shabbos is also on that table, the table is very simply not a basis. And this is where the minhag comes from. That women typically put out the challahs on the Shabbos table before hadlakas haneros, because they're going to light neros on the table. They don't want the table to become a basis, so they put out, they set the table in advance. So they put out the challahs, and that way it's a safe bet that it's not going to be a basis. It's a proper minhag. So they'll be able to be metaltal the shulchan, meaning technically practically speaking, you could just bring out the challahs after Kiddush, right? We cover the challahs during Kiddush, because of a Hilchus Brachos issue. You just bring out the challahs afterwards, right? As soon as you finish Kiddush. But probably one of the reasons we don't do that, and we have the challahs on the table before, is this minhag to have the challahs on the table even before you light candles. Now that minhag has fallen out of favor because everyone likes warm challahs. So the challahs normally in a warming drawer or something like that. Okay, v'rakim ha'neru shel shemen, and only if the ner is shemen, yizor ma'ol detaltal ha'shulchan benachas k'dei sh'yov l'kar v'shem l'psil l'rachik, meaning if the ner is shemen, one needs to be particularly careful to handle it gently so that you don't cause mechabe or mavir. V'ayin b'prim agadim shemet sadei domer, prim agadim says, l'achar shakavu ha'neros, eino rashi l'taltal ha'shulchan l'menor sh'alel, da yachol l'nar mitchila, that once the candles are out, you're not allowed to move the table with the menorah on it, because you could have shaken it off originally, provided that there were metal candles that would not have been ruined when you shook them off. I'm not sure why that's the case. Meaning, so what that you could have done it before? I'm not really sure I understand why the Prima Gadam says that that if you could have done it while the candles were lit, so now you're not allowed to do it when the candles are out. Meaning, if the bottom line is that it's not a problem of a busis, so I'm not sure what the problem would be. Sivkat Nyutas, Menorah Shebeis HaKnesses, Hainu B'Kavua Al Makom Echad. Menorah Shebeis HaKnesses means the menorah is kavua in one place. Avlimi Toluya, but if it's not so set in place, it's more hanging, Afilu Ligaba Asur, then you can't even touch it, Shebekal Yinanea, because even by touching something that's just hanging, the whole thing will shake. Afilu Kishekvar Kavu Haneros, and even if the candles are already extinguished, it would be a problem to shake it, because it's Mukta. Kein Mashu Magan Avram LeElvis and Reish Samachevich and Meatasiv Katan Vavich and Mashu Mordechai Demari Bekavua. So this is a lengthier discussion, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, to summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that if a candle is accidentally left on a tray, you can shake it off gently in a way that it won't certainly go out, as long as it's not an oil candle. So you avoid mechabe by doing it gently. You avoid mavir as long as it's not an oil candle, and you avoid muktzah because you accidentally left it there, so it's not a busis. Even better, though, is you can have a non-Jew shake it off, even if it's an oil candle, because you're allowed to do amiru l'nachri on a psik reshe. And then we said that if the candle was purposely placed on the table, possibly even without the intent of leaving it there for all of Shabbos, right? That was a machlokas, but if it was purposely left on the table becomes a busis l'davar aser, and therefore the table cannot be moved unless there was also a challah that you needed for Shabbos on the table, which would make it about sedavra sedavra mutter, and therefore mutter to move the table, and that's where the minhag came from, to actually put challahs on the table before women light neros Shabbos. So we will stop there for now, and Be'ez Hashem, in about 15 minutes or so, we will pick up with Si'ifim, Dalid Hay, and Si'if Aleph in Reish Ayin Ches.